something that is just around the corner, and I really mean just around the corner, February the 15th, I think, is the main show. It's the 17th annual celebration of women and their music. And joining us right now is one of the founders, if not the founder, I'll get it straight, Deb Jenkins joins us right now here on KFGO. This is all your baby, or did you have some help with this, Deb?
Well, this is all my baby. I started it 17 years ago and did everything literally that first year by myself, every single thing. So I was going to say, I'll say I gave birth to this, but as you know, one gives birth and continues to have babies, this is just not my one-person show anymore. I mean, I have been very fortunate to have women in the community that have stayed on board for 17. Some have moved away and they still come back and help. And so there's a group of people. This is definitely a village to get this show going. There's no way I could do all this by myself. It's grown so much.
Celebration of women and their music. What's your mission for this?
Well, our mission is to recognize artistic passion and women and create opportunities for emerging and established artists by opening avenues for networking, mentoring, supporting, and promotion of their individual talents. That mission is pretty basically directed as to the young women that apply every year and get awards, not scholarships, awards from people in the Fargo-Moorhead community. And we recognize them through established artists that come to our show and play, whether they're from Boston, California, Colorado, LA. They come here to support our community and our young women by mentoring them through their music. We start on, oh my goodness, my goal was always to take over for a week, and I'm getting there. We start on a Wednesday, we end on a Sunday. A main event is on a Saturday, and we'll talk, I'll tell you more about that, but as the week goes by, more artists come to town, and the young women that are involved in different things going on through the week, and some perform at the show. Unfortunately, this is also the same time of year that students leave. There's a break, or I'm so far removed from, you know, having kids in school, but they take off and try to get into different colleges, and they have to, you know, go audition and stuff. So sometimes it happens that although they win awards, they're not able to be at the theater because they're like in LA, you know, trying to get into a college. So it always seems to fall on that weekend. But generally, we have a good representation. And what was very cool last year and the year before, some of the people that represented those that couldn't be there were the teachers and the counselors, and the parents got to go on stage and collect their students/daughters monies, which was very cool because we want it to be a community thing. It's about those young women. So
I remember one of the fathers came once up last year, I believe, and accepted the awards. So
he felt awkward.
it was a very touching moment though for him, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that was great.
You mentioned that some of these people that come in from all over the country to help out and to, you know, to mentor, as you say, they're doing this for nothing, aren't they?
They are. And I want to clarify that because those people that have followed the show will go, well, wait a minute. We, whenever I say we, it's Celebration. That's what we call a Celebration of Women. We don't have the money to bring in and fly in these artists that want to come in, and by the way, call me to be in it, which is really cool. So we ask for sponsorships. And I think it's rightfully so when they're giving up their time to come hang out in Fargo and help us with this event. If I can find sponsors to help us with the money to get them here, sponsors that will help pay them some kind of a stipend, you know, that's wonderful. And we have both sponsors that do that. To give us money for getting them here, give us money to help pay the bills because the theater is not free. We have to pay for that and add, you know, everything you have to pay for. And then also sponsors that are community people that give us the award money to give to the young women. We also have, when this first started, we started at the FM Area Foundation, an endowment fund. And so we do give out one scholarship a year through the endowment fund. So the show and the week of fundraising, because some of the events we do during the week also are partly part of the fundraising, we're able to put monies into the endowment fund to keep enriching that. That goes directly to the school and the student in the student's name. They don't get those monies directly as they do at the theater. So there's a difference between it's an award at the theater and it's a scholarship, school scholarship at the FM Area Foundation. And I think it's deservedly given to these young women that they are able to take their monies and they either buy books, they buy something for their equipment, or I don't know, they take their friends out to eat, whatever they want, because this is a recognition of their accomplishment. And we're not going to, you know, tell them how they have to spend their money. So
now you made the notification of the award winners. I know you're not announcing them yet publicly, but how long a process is that to figure out, to narrow it down to those winners?
Well, we have a application committee of three, of which I am not involved in. I was the first probably 4 years, but just because of what I do or what I did do at the time, a lot of booking and knew a lot of musicians, I didn't feel I should not be on the committee picking people. That was not good. So we have a committee of three people that stay on the committee for 3 years, and then they rotate off. The applications are sent out regionally, they're just sent out everywhere to the counselors, to different schools, whether it's like a dance school or music, and we try to get the word out online in the paper that the applications are out. Then once the date is given as to when they come back in, they gather, they're the three, they review those applications. And so by the time they're done with sending it out, getting them back, reviewing them, and deciding, the process is about 2 months, and then the award winners are notified, and then we will send something, the person on our marketing committee will send something to the forum to announce who those people are. Yep. And then they come to the theater, those that can, and I recognize on stage.
All right. I tell you what, Deb, we're going to take our first break here. When we come back, I want to go through some of the items that are coming up before the big show. You do have a number of pre-shows up to the big one. I want to talk about that when we come back, okay?
You bet.
Deb Jenkins, our special guest, the celebration of women and their music. Just around the corner, more coming up on KFGO. 6:23 is our time. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO and the Harris Happening. Bob Harris here, along with Deb Jenkins. And we're talking about the big celebration of women and their music, the big event for the 17th annual coming up on February the 15th over the Fargo Theater. I was going to mention that Raining Jane, I think you mentioned when we were off mics, they were like the mentor group last year. I have to say, those were four delightful gals. I had a chance to interview them over here. And
well,
I
just want to say, I'm glad you brought them up, because it sort of will tell the story of what the show's about, the passion of the people that come here, and the level of artistry they are and who they are. When they came here, they came on a Thursday, literally played every single night. In the last day they were here, they were at Fargo, North Dakota, 5 days. The last day they were here, the day they flew out, they played at the tech school in Moorhead, totally stripped down in the cafeteria, literally in the cafeteria eating area. Nobody really knew who they were. They played. They had a great time down on the plane. They left. The very next day, Tuesday, I turned on my TV, and the percussionist, Mona, is on TV at this huge event for Ellen DeGeneres playing with Jason Mraz on stage. And I'm thinking, this woman was just in Fargo, North Dakota for 5 days, working with people that she's never met before, young women. And she called me. She'd been here twice before with Lindsay Mack. And he called me and said, you know, Raining Jane needs to be part of this. They have an event event they put on every year in L.A. with young women also, and she really believes in the mission of what we do. So I just say that because there are artists that are on a whole other level that can come back out and do this, and then, phew, they're on national TV.
Who's your mentor group this year?
It's Chastity Brown.
Oh, love Chastity.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all, we consider them all mentors, but I guess I'm thinking more like the master, the singer-songwriters. Is that what you meant when you said that about Raining Jane? Because they did a concert with a mastermind singer-songwriters group after the show on Sunday. And Chastity Brown is doing that also this year on a Sunday. And I'm hoping the goal is that we get young people to come to that, and it'll I'm jumping ahead of the schedule, but yeah, she's doing that.
Well, let's run through the schedule. What's up first? What's coming up first?
So the event will be starting on Thursday, February 13th. We are going to have music at the Hodo, which starts at 8:30 with D Mills and the Thrills and the Silver Daggers. This is a 21 and over event, and there is no cover. On Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, this is when you need to get your date and come and support. We have Andra Suki is coming from Minneapolis. Andra is Chuck Suki's daughter from, you know, our...
Oh, sure.
Yes, she'll be coming, and she'll be doing a show at the Listening Room on Friday, February 14th at 7:30. At that same time, we will have one of our award winners open for her at the Listening Room. This is a $10 cover, all ages. This is her show. As I was saying earlier, how we try to get money for artists that are coming here. And one of the ways is we've been so fortunate that Scott has invited us to use his space at the Listening Room, Don Morgan and Scott, Don with the Spirit Room and Scott with the Listening Room, to let us use that space. And that's a place for the artists to make money while they're here. So this money does go to Andra, but we also are in collaboration with him. So we're are able to have an award winner part of that, which is a big deal because that's one of our mentoring events then with an artist, with someone like Andra on her level. She's like on Garrison Keillor. She tours a lot. She's just an amazing musician. And then after they're done for 21 and over, the Hodo is hosting another one of our artists who's actually from Fargo, living in Minneapolis. She is a 25-year-old young lady who has a, I think she's coming with another woman that she's singing, but I know that she has a band, her name, Reina Del Cid, and she's like making waves all over Minneapolis, so she'll be playing at the Hodo, and again, it's a 21 and over show.
I'm sorry, that was Reina Del Cid?
Yes.
And okay, she's been on this show.
Yes, she's been. She contacted me. I've never seen her. I've heard her music on YouTube since she's spoken, but I've already had people who've seen the posters. Well, I'm just going to be more clarified. I'm going to clarify this. I had a gentleman ask me if the show on Saturday was for men. I said, it's for everybody. We want everybody there because I think, you know, it's called Celebration of Women, but we need the support of everyone. Because he said he saw that her name was on the poster and at the show, and he says, but maybe I should just go see it at the Hodo. I said, you should hear it both places.
Well, I think I've mentioned several times that I think one of the big mistakes I ever made was that I, you know, this is your 17th annual, and I think I missed the first 14.
Oh!
You know, because I've had such a great time going in there and viewing all this fantastic performances by all of these women. It is just wonderful. We're running short of time. I do want to ask
you. Okay, Saturday.
Okay, go ahead.
Saturday is February 15th. We have a VIP party at Studio 222. All of this, by the way, can be, you can view it or see it on my website at debjenkins.com/celebrationofwomen and their music. So we have a VIP party at Studio 222, 4 to 5:30, and then the main show, the doors open at 5. It starts at 6, and we have Andrew Suki, Carolyn Smith, Cassie Brown, Fancy That, Joe Moeller, and She Moves, Mamba Ensemble, Mary Marshall, Reina Del Cid, and Stephanie Getz. And Stephanie Getz is singing. She is not the MC. Everybody's asking me that. She is singing.
Ah, very good, very good. Tickets are available where?
Tickets are available you can call 866-300-8300 or you can go to tickets300.com. Just remember that there are additional fees that apply, and you will be able to purchase tickets at the event that night also.
And I'm really happy that, you know, like I said, we've had several of these women over the years. I mentioned Diane Miller and Reina Del Cid and Fancy That has been here, and we've also had Izzy Marcille and Nina Grohlman. I mean, it's the music that's produced in this area is just absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, this is going to be great. And before I let you go, Deb Jenkins Band playing anywhere in the near future?
February 22nd, the Hodo.
All right, sounds good. Had to get that plug in there for you, Deb.
Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Deb, we will see you at the show. That is a big definite thumbs up, and I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You bet.